The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It is currently 7:09, 7:10, call it on this Friday morning. And I said it was nickname day. We got Rusty Steele manning master control. I'm Tank Tucker. Jordan Fiegel, producing from his unknown location, has decided to call himself Catfish Fiegel, which is okay. But more importantly, one of the best nicknames ever is having a birthday today, and that is our own Deuce McAllister. Congratulations, Deuce. Happy birthday. I am a huge fan of Deuce McAllister. Not only as a football player, but I do think that he is the best analyst working in broadcast, TV or radio right now when it comes to football and knowing the game and explaining what's happening. So happy birthday, Deuce McAllister, from all of us here, your friends, your family, the people that love you at WWL. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Louisiana State Fire Marshal Brian Adams about smoke alarms and more in fire safety during the holidays. Tommy Tucker, glad you're with us. Happy birthday, Deuce! It is currently 7:14, got some rain moving through, should be done by this morning, and then when you look ahead to the rest of the day, highs of 77 today, 76 tomorrow, 60% chance for showers then. Then it dries out for Sunday, which is good because I'm playing golf in Abita Springs. Highs near 69, 72 on Monday, 73 on New Year's Eve. But dry, which is good for fireworks. More with that about that with the state fire marshal in a moment. And then on New Year's Day, cools off a bit. Highs of 60, 56 on Thursday, 57, and then 60 into the weekend. With that, we welcome in our friend Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian, I know you for a long time. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Good to be on the radio. Thanks for having us.
How long you and I know each other? 10, 20, 30 years? How long?
It's probably 30, Tommy.
Yeah, it's been 30. A long time, man. I'm telling you, you've had quite a career. Tell me about the smoke alarm giveaways that's going on.
Yeah, so look, we have a program called Operation Save a Life that we spearhead at the Fire Marshal's office. And early in the month, the Lowe's Home Improvement Store over in Slidell, in partnership with Chief Kaufman at St. Tammany Fire District 1, we were able to get a donation of 34,000 smoke alarms, which is huge to the program. So it's a historic moment for the program. We have over 200 or so fire service partners across the state that partner with us that install those smoke alarms free. So if you call your local fire department and ask them about the program, they will come out and install a smoke alarm in your home free. And we look forward to doing that for the fire service and for the homeowners of the state of Louisiana. So, Tommy, we've had this year so far, unfortunately, about 70 fire fatalities, and only four of those we can, you know, somewhat confirm that there was a smoke alarm in the home, which is just devastating. So we know that this donation of these 34,000 or so smoke alarms are going to save lives if we can get them out. So we've really been pushing the program out to the fire service and to the homeowners of Louisiana to really just call us. We want to do what we can to help save lives.
When it comes to the smoke alarms and batteries and so forth, how important is it, Brian, when it comes to people that have this program, to be clear, is for people that do not have smoke alarms, right?
Yes, absolutely. But look, back in the day when you used to have to change your batteries once a year, you know, that was an issue. Now the smoke alarms have 10-year life batteries in them, so we recommend that in 10 years you just change it and put another smoke alarm in. So this program has been around for about 12 years now. We've installed about 12,000 or so smoke alarms. And look, this is a program that Chief Browning started back in his day when he was the state fire marshal. We've been able just to pick it up and just move forward with it. So now with the 10-year life batteries, some of those that, you know, that we installed 12 years ago need to be changed now. So you need to check your smoke alarm, test it regularly. You know, there's a test button on it. It'll go off. You'll know if it's working. If it's not, call your local fire department or call us. Go to our website, lasfm.org, and you can request one online.
Brian, when it comes to other things that people need to be aware of, and it seems as though, thankfully, it hasn't been that cold. And I say that because inevitably before it turns cold, we know people are going to die from space heaters and those kind of things. Christmas trees drying out, et cetera. Just a couple of words or two about general fire safety, please.
Sure, man. So space heaters, you know, 3 to 5 feet away from any combustible curtains, bedspreads, you know, those kind of things. Make sure that space heater is plugged directly into the wall. Don't use an extension cord. Don't use a power strip. Don't use your stove or your ovens to heat your home. Fireplaces, make sure your fireplace is out at night before you go to bed. And look, again, back to the smoke alarms. Make sure that you have a working smoke alarm in your home. Look, for also the holiday season, make sure you turn your lights off. Unplug your Christmas tree at night before you go to bed. If you still have your Christmas tree up, get rid of that Christmas tree as soon as you can. If it's a live tree, it's dried out by now. The Christmas trees have been around for a while. So those are some of the things that you just really need to pay attention to.
Brian, I've seen y'all do demonstrations with frying turkeys and what can go wrong there, but I told Mike Strain a story yesterday on a Super Bowl Sunday 10 years ago, maybe. It was pouring down rain, and I had a tree that was drying out, and I put it out in the pouring rain and lit it just to see what would happen way out in the yard where it couldn't hurt anything. And it was amazing how quickly that went up in a pouring rain. I don't think people quite realize how dangerous a dried out tree can be.
Yeah, so, you know, we partner with New Orleans Fire Department, and we do a demonstration with those guys once again. We did that this year again. A Christmas tree will go up and be nothing in probably 30 seconds or less.
And it's like a forest fire. You don't realize, like a mini forest fire, right?
Oh, no, absolutely. 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 It'll go up, and it'll be nothing in 30 seconds. So that'll absolutely start a major fire in your home. You don't want that. Make sure you get rid of that tree again, as I said. So.
Tell me about, let me take a break. We'll come back and talk about fireworks safety, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Because I know it wasn't too long ago in Belchase. It was a rainy night, a rainy New Year's evening, New Year's Eve rather, and a house burned down from somebody that set off a firework. I don't know if it was one of these flares that's supposed to be used over the water or whatever it was, but people tend to think that stuff like that can't happen here because it's too damp, too moist, et cetera. But this was during a rainstorm, and it burned the house down. So we'll talk more fire safety with Brian Adams when we come back. Our friend, Louisiana State Fire Marshal, 720, traffic now, WWL. Oh, 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with our friend Brian Adams, Louisiana State Fire Marshal. Brian, let's talk about fireworks safety, because it was a rainy New Year's Eve about 10 years ago. A house in Belchase caught fire, burned down. It's not like Las Vegas, where it's a dry climate, and you think that that's the only time you have to be safe, right?
Yeah, Tommy, look, so we know that people are going to want to celebrate this year with fireworks. We encourage them to go out and go to a fireworks display somewhere. But if you choose to do fireworks at your home, you just need to really, really be safe with those things. Make sure that you're detonating devices. you know, a lighting fireworks at least a couple hundred feet away from homes. I know that's difficult in neighborhoods, but make sure you're in the street or on the sidewalk as far away from the house as you can get. Never let the kids light those fireworks. It's just not safe. You know, make sure you're lighting one device at a time or one firework unit at a time. And look, I'm going to say never do it in pair, but we know there's going to be people out there drinking, celebrating the new year like everyone else, you know, drinking at home, having house parties. But just be really, you know, extremely, extremely careful with those things, because you're right. It can, those things can, you know, shoot into a house, shoot into a window, shoot through a doorway, whatever it might be, and you know, absolutely set a house on fire, as you said.
And people sometimes don't realize what they're doing. These guns that you get, these flare guns that you get for, like, use in a marine application on a boat or something like that, that can set a house on fire easily. You never want to fire that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and that's not to be used around a house or in a neighborhood. Those things would be used offshore when you're in a boat and you need help. So absolutely, you should not be doing that. You shouldn't be shooting, you know, guns in the air, guns in the ground, all of those things just should not be happening to celebrate the new year.
Sometimes you think things are obvious, but, you know, it's the new year, maybe a couple of drinks, and people start doing dumb things, and before you know it, the worst happens. Let's talk quickly. I mentioned this also about 1 year I gifted everybody fire extinguishers, although it wasn't a sexy gift. You'd be surprised how appreciative they were of that. Talk about fire extinguishers in the home and what would be the best type to have, Brian, and how that could be the best, maybe, I guess, $50 to $100 you could spend.
Yeah, so look, you should have a fire extinguisher in your home. It ought to be near the kitchen, you know, near the stove in case you have a stove fire. You're right, it's not a gift that people would think about giving to someone, but, you know, you go out and you can go to, you know, any hardware store, Lowe's, Home Depot, those kind of places. They do have fire extinguishers. We recommend that you get an ABC fire extinguisher, which is which should be noted on a fire extinguisher. That's for any type of fire that you would have in your home. But absolutely, it's a great gift, Tommy, and that was a great idea.
Knowing what you know, can you believe that back in the day people used to put candles on Christmas trees?
Yes, absolutely. And that's a, you know, that's a no-no. You know,
that's,
and
but I mean, that's crazy, even, isn't it? They had to have houses burning down left and right.
Well, I guess, you know, so I we can note that pre-Katrina, there were a lot more fires in the area than, you know, in the New Orleans metro area where, you know, I'm from.
Right.
But we believe that, you know, the change is not related to candles, but that was to the new building codes and the new construction codes.
Right. But I'm talking about way back in the day, like in the 1800s
and
all that stuff. I just can't believe they did that.
Right.
Yeah, that's crazy that people would do that. Man, I can only imagine the houses that went up.
Yep, absolutely. Candles
you,
are not
Brian.
Safe in the home.
Appreciate it.
Right, buddy,
happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. Good to talk to you again. Brian Adams, Louisiana State. You bet. Fire Marshal, we come back. We're going to talk to Jacob Pichot, Public Information Officer with Louisiana State Police, Troop B. Try to keep you out of jail for the new year and some of the traffic situations and so forth. Right now, it's time for WWL First News, and we'll be back here on. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Making our way through this final Friday of 2024, 7:40 now, 20 till 8. We'll talk to the state police when we come back. WWL invites you to ring in the new year at the NOLA New Year's Eve Fireworks Show. You can join us as spectacular fireworks light up the midnight sky along New Orleans' historic riverfront, east and west banks. You can start your New Year's Eve celebration with the All-State Sugar Bowl Parade that rolls through the quarter at 2 p.m. Then afterwards, Explore French Quarter restaurants, bars, and shops until 9 p.m. and New Bonorama and more until the midnight fleur-de-lis drop and the world-class... Wait, I missed a step here. Rock out with Tank and the Bangers, Bonorama, and more until the midnight fleur-de-lis drop and the world-class fireworks display. Then New Year's Day, catch the 91st annual All-State Sugar Bowl Football Classic between the Notre Dame Fighting Irish and the Georgia Bulldogs. Kickoff at 7:45 p.m. No better way to usher in 2025 than the tradition of the fleur-de-lis drop and the internationally acclaimed NOLA New Year's Eve fireworks show produced by the Crescent City Countdown Club in partnership with the Mayor's Office of Cultural Economy and the New Orleans Tourism and Cultural Fund, and presented by New Orleans & Company, the All-State Sugar Bowl, the Berger & Tiller Families, French Quarter Festivals, Inc., and J&M Displays. And Monica Pierre and I had the honor of emceeing that event for several years, and I'm going to tell you what, it is a party and a half, so don't miss it. New Year's Eve at the French Quarter along the New Orleans historic riverfront east and west banks. We'll take a break, come back, talk about traffic safety here on WWL. 7:46, 14 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, got the tornado warning in effect for... I had it in front of me just now, St. Tammany Parish, I think, in Pearl River. We'll keep you updated on that. More coming up in the news in about 14 minutes. Otherwise, 50% chance for showers today, highs of 77. 60% chance for rain tomorrow, highs of 76. 70 for a high on Sunday, but dry, 72 for a high Monday, 73 for a high on New Year's Eve. But dry again, and Wednesday a cool front comes through, highs of 60 on Wednesday, 56 on the second of the year. It'll be a chilly start with highs of 57 on Friday and then up to 60 on Saturday, but it warms early into the following week. Trooper Jacob Pichot joins us right now, the public information officer with Louisiana State Police Troop B, to talk about enforcement when it comes to drunk driving and more for New Year's Eve. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. Trooper, thanks for having me.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about road safety and what people need to be aware of as they hit the highways and what kind of enforcement is going to be out there for people that are thinking about drinking and driving.
So, I mean, we're always out there, even when it's not a holiday weekend, during the day, day and night shift. We will be out there looking, working crashes, obviously, and looking for hazardous violations. And more often than not, we come across hazardous driving violations that result in somebody being impaired behind the wheel.
Will there be checkpoints out this holiday season, or what's going on with that this weekend, Trooper Dino?
No, sir. We're not doing any. That takes some time to get out, get with our media partners, but we are not. We will be out in full force looking for these violations and for these impaired drivers, however, just because we do know, unfortunately, that with the holiday season, as well as it being New Year's and celebrating, some people don't make the good decision and they get behind the wheel after they've had too much to drink.
There is really, I got no patience, no tolerance for drunk drivers, because there are so many different ride sharing services, et cetera, that there's no need to do it. For people that don't know, you know, we air commercials all the time about buzz driving and so forth. Talk, Trooper, if you will, about what people need to realize about buzz driving and drunk driving and being over the limit and reaction time and so forth.
Right. So, I mean, buzz driving is drunk driving. I mean, you hear that slogan. We also say pretty often, if you feel different, you will drive different. You need a good reaction time, and you need to be able to focus and pay attention while we're driving. That's also why we talk about putting the phones down while you're driving. But alcohol and drugs impair all of those senses that you need, those motor functions that you need to drive your vehicle safely. And your reaction time increases that stopping distance, and it will take you much longer, more than you expect, to actually stop if there's a hazard in the road, or to react to something, to another vehicle that cuts you off or you come up on too quickly. So just not getting behind the wheel after you have been impaired. You talked about the ride share services like Uber, Lyft, all those that are out there now. I mean, people say, oh, the surcharges, they're so expensive. You know, it's not as expensive as a DUI, basic DUI would be, as well as what if you seriously injure or kill somebody or yourself? I mean, it's a ripple effect that takes a toll on everyone. And the closer you are to that ripple, the bigger it is.
Yeah, I want to talk about that more when we come back. I drove to North Louisiana. Well, first of all, Trooper, I went to Google Maps, which took me from New Orleans through Arkansas to get to Ruston, which I was not very happy about. But that being said, when I saw that Welcome to Arkansas sign, I was freaking out, Jerry. I don't mind telling you. But anyway, I saw people driving like crazy on two-lane highways two-way roads and passing people. I don't think they understood what the solid yellow line meant. Maybe we can go over some basic rules of that and we come back for those that are driving in areas. I also saw people on the interstate going easily 120, 130 miles an hour like crazy. So we'll talk about all that. What happens if you get pulled over going 130? I don't think you're going to like the results. More with Trooper Jacob Pichot, public information officer with Louisiana State Police Troop B, when we come back. Tornado warning still in effect for Pearl River, St. Tammany Parish, including Picayune, Nicholson, and Mississippi and Talisheek, Louisiana. Right now, 751, 9 till 8, traffic now, WWL. 757, 3 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Trooper Jacob Pichot, public information officer with Louisiana State Police Troop B. Trooper, I mentioned, you know, driving to Ruston in North Louisiana a couple of weeks ago. Man, I saw people on these two-lane highways just either total disregard for what the solid yellow line meant about passing or not caring. I almost saw numerous head-on collisions. Tell me about basic road safety, if you will, and also with people speeding on the interstate. I saw people going 100, had to be 120 miles an hour. What's going to happen if a trooper pulls you over and you're going 120?
I mean, at the very least, that's a speeding ticket, right? And with a hefty fine, if not reckless operation, which is technically in the criminal statutes, not just a traffic violation. And at the end of the day, if it's deemed so hazardous, you go to jail. There's no reason to be driving like that. Your car's going to get towed and you're going to go to jail. You know, when you talk about the yellow lines, it's almost as if we see it too, that people forget that, hey, if it's a yellow, you cannot pass. You know, if it's a solid yellow, you cannot pass. That's a two-lane highway. You are putting yourself and others in danger, especially with those higher speeds on slower two-lane highways. If you come across a head-on collision, there's no walking away from that. Nope. That's going to be significant injury, if not worse.
Solid yellow means you cannot pass. Dotted yellow means two-way traffic, correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And pass with caution if necessary. And just because somebody's going the speed limit and you want to go faster does not give you the right to pass them.
Tell me about the left lane for passing, how on the interstate there can be some confusion because people going 35 in the left lane of the interstate can be almost as dangerous as people going 120. That being said, the left lane does not make it the Autobahn.
No, you know, that's a good point. So that left lane is for passing. And, you know, there's especially the area we work near Bonneville, a lot of times there's as much as six lanes depending on where you have passed an exit. But the furthest left is supposed to be for passing. Stay to the right. That's what we encourage. Obviously, like you said, the 35 miles per hour, that is also a hazard that we need to deal with. And we do deal with, and that's impeding the flow. And we get those drivers off. That's also another citation, or at the very least, like explaining to them the hazard they are causing. But if you're just cruising in the left lane, you are also impeding the flow. Even if you're going the speed limit, your argument may be that, oh, I was going the speed limit. Well, no, that's not what that left lane is for.
Thank you, Trooper. I appreciate your efforts, and God bless y'all.